2,600 soldiers from the Minnesota National Guard should have come home from Iraq this month. Instead, members of the 1st Brigade Combat Team had their tour extended until July. This is the longest brigade-level deployment in the history of the National Guard, 22 months, almost half the length of the Iraq War. So Minnesota has started preparing for what the military calls reintegration, helping soldiers return to the lives they left behind. Here's NPR's John McChesney.
10:41 in the morning, you're listening to 830 WCCO, 22 degrees outside. We are broadcasting live from the National Guard Training Facility at Camp Ripley as part of our Bringing Minnesota Home campaign.
It's Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty has a weekly radio program, and last week he broadcast from the National Guard's home base, Camp Ripley. On the line from Iraq was Colonel David Alisario, the brigade commander. And the governor had a question about the troops' homecoming.
What are the things that we can best address for them as part of a reintegration effort?
The first and most important one of all is our families. We want to get back to being normal. And I'm afraid after being gone for 22 months, many of us have forgotten what normal is.
And normal family life is a moving target.
No.
Jody Kramer has run a farm in the southwestern corner of Minnesota while her husband, a captain, has been gone. She talks to us in her kitchen, surrounded by her children.
We're going to have some trouble, I think, because he's been commanding over 100 soldiers, and they do what he tells them to do. I have 6 children that I have been trying to command, and I'm sure we use different techniques. Things have changed. My kids have matured 2 years, and they've probably even matured more than 2 years just because of the situation they're in. And I've changed.
And Ruby Pellant, age 9, daughter of Daisy and Chief Warrant Officer Scott, says they'll have more pancakes when her dad comes home. But as she glances at her mom, she says she's a little worried.
I think in the mornings I'd be scared. Remember when he visited, I was scared of him in the morning. More scared of him than you in the morning. He was more barky in the morning, and I must have forgot about that.
They're going to come back with issues.
Major General Larry Shelato commands the Minnesota National Guard. He says the 22-month deployment, he calls the 4-month extension a sucker punch, will make reentry exceptionally difficult.
The problem is, when they come back home, they'll get the hugs and kisses. They'll drink their favorite beer that they couldn't drink over there. They'll get Mama's favorite meal cooked for them 2-3 times. Then about a week later, everyone goes back to work, kids go back to school, and they're home alone.
And alone can really mean alone in rural Minnesota. The 1st Brigade Combat Team comes from 87 of the state's 89 counties, many of them quite isolated. Normal military policy gives a soldier a full 90 days off to reconnect at home after deployment. But Minnesota isn't taking any chances. Soldiers will be required to check in several times over those 3 months. Families, General Shelato says, can't always spot emerging psychological problems.
Mama can't look them in the eye. Wife can't look them in the eye. She'll know something's wrong. But I tell you, those buddies, those battle buddies, they'll know when he's happy, when he's sad, when he's lying, whatever.
The Minnesota National Guard also runs family reintegration academies around the state designed to deal with a plateful of issues ranging from taxes to insurance to children. But those can have an unintended side effect. Linda Anderson lives in the country near the tiny town of Princeton.
And then you go to all these Beyond the Yellow Ribbon meetings and all these family reintegration seminars, and you hear about post-traumatic stress disorder and combat operational stress and financial problems and, you know, reigniting your marriage. And it's like you hear all the bad things that could happen. To get you ready for your happy homecoming, it's like, holy smokes, isn't this going to be fun?
Minnesota's 1st Brigade Combat Team is supposed to return in July. But as yet, no hard date has been set for their homecoming. John McChesney, NPR News.